Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, July 11, 2016, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. I know how excited everyone is because the Oklahoma Convention begins this month in Oklahoma City, actually this week, and we've already had associates from all over North America coming to the home office in Ada. We just can't wait for Legal Shield's biggest event of the year. I want to remind everyone of our Moore Success Team breakout session that will be held at the Sheraton Hotel right across the street from the Cox Convention Center on Sunday. Legal Shield CEO Mr. Jeff Bell will be one of our guest speakers at that event. And, of course, if you're at the convention, it's a must that you be at our breakout session. Everyone there will get special pricing for our Moore Success Team retreat that we're having earlier next year. So we're very excited to see everyone there. Before we go to tonight's special guest speaker, I want to quickly go to the state of Arizona and to Millionaire Club member Mr. Alex Gardner, who is someone he actually wants to recognize tonight. Mr. Gardner, are you on?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Moore. And, you know, really what we look for as some of the top recruiters, you know, in the company for the last decade or so is people that have a good
conference
attitude.
Muted.
They love our products. They love our mission. And this young lady really fits that three for three. Naomi Golnitz from Minnesota. A lot of you met her at the team event in April. She came down with her very supportive husband, Dave, and saw the home office, met Mr. Moore, and came back and wanted to go for that cash bonus to make senior manager. And I think we talked a few weeks left in the month, and I said, you know, Naomi, you're only 21 sales out. I think you can do this. And she said, really? You think I can? And I said, yeah, I think you can. So, Naomi, congratulations. She ended up doing 24 sales after that point, the last 3 weeks of the month, and she's the newest senior manager on the team. So, Naomi, welcome to the call, and anything you'd like to share with the team tonight?
Well, thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, loud and clear.
Great. Well, when Alex had told me that I had 21, I knew that, but you know, he's phrased it as only 21 more to get to the next level. Well, then a week later, I get this phone call from somebody called Mr. Moore, and he said, girl, you can do this. And I said, do you realize how many I need? And he said, yes, so you'll need to do, you know, one a day or a bit more. And I said, like the weekends? He said, yes, I like the weekends. And he had such classic phrases for me to help me, and he believed in me, and I knew I needed to do it. So I really did work hard on contacting people that had been on the fence, and I signed them up. There were a couple special moments when one day I had a repairman come to my house because I had a broken clothes washer, and he was 2 hours late, and I was annoyed because I was missing a meeting. And, well, hour and a half later after fixing it, you know, he was done. But I knew I didn't need that hour and a half to talk Legal Shield with him. I can do it in 15, 20 minutes, even 10. And so he agreed to sign up for Legal Shield, and he also agreed to let me in to his small shop so I could talk with his other employees, and that was so exciting. And that was not the only good part of that day. That was the same day that I had some exercise equipment delivered to our home, and I signed up that delivery man too. So when my husband comes home, he says, now, is there anything else that we need to get fixed? Because you're kind of on a roll here with these delivery people. But there wasn't. But, I mean, I just knew I had to get it done.
All right. Well, we are so proud of you, Naomi, and you're, you know, a rising star at the team event. We look forward to she's committed. She's going to the conference. Her and her husband, Dave, are coming to their first national convention, so we look forward to seeing you there. And
thank you.
And keep up the great work. We know you're an executive director in the making. So, Mr. Moore, thanks. We'll turn the call back over to you.
All right. Thank you very much, Alex. And Naomi, it's always great to see a rising star as you are come through. So congratulations on your great achievement.
Thank you. I appreciate that a lot.
You're welcome. Now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go back to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member, a Platinum 5 executive director, a $500,000 ring earner, the executive vice president of Legal Shield, and my dad, that's Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
I'm right here, Randy, and I'd like to say something about Naomi. From the very first day that I talked to her, I knew that she was quality. I knew she had the initiative and the go-power to do it. If somebody would just get behind her, and Alex and Linda's got behind her, we're behind her. You are a real winner, girl. I'm really proud of you, and God bless you. Now then, Randy, this next speaker, you know, it's just I could say a lot of things about him. I could say he's a regional district manager, a platinum executive director, a $250,000 ringer, a Christian man, a family man. But you know what I like best of all? And he is just honest as can be. He's a hard worker. He believes in the company. He believes in the product. He don't just talk it. He lives it day by day. And for that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to you tonight our friend, Mr. Tony Petrell.
Thank you, Mr. Moore and Mr. Moore. You get more and more of the more and more success. Thank you for having us on the call, sir. It's always great to be on this call. I love spending time with you. It was great seeing you and Ada just, a month ago, sir? And congratulations. Congratulations on having your bus on display in the
You know, Tony, the only bad thing about that, they brought that thing out with a black hood on it and scared me to death. I've been watching TV and saying, I should say, cut their heads off.
Man.
You know, that's your old man.
Yeah, they got you from the chest up, so it's that's safe. It's not the head. Well, sir, I appreciate you giving me a little bit of time on your call tonight. And, man, are we excited about what's going on. From the rising stars like the young lady that you just had on, and on the call to the crafty veterans like Linda and Mr. Gardner out there and in Arizona, and I can't go down the list because there's so many Millionaire Club members, ring earners on the More Success team. But I'm excited to see so many people in Oklahoma as we come Oklahoma this week. I'll be driving up there tomorrow from the Dallas market here where I live, and just excited to spend time. I'll say I just want to give you a few tips on Oklahoma, and this is just from going to I don't even know how many events, you know, dozens and dozens. But get there early, get sleep, and stay late. And what I mean by stay late is don't miss the breakout. The More Success team has a phenomenal breakout ready for you over at the Sheridan on Sunday morning. Get there, stay late, stay at that breakout session. Make sure you get your sleep. If you need to go up and take a nap when that session breaks on Friday and Saturday, if you need to sleep in on Thursday because you don't have any meetings on Thursday, do it. Make sure you get some sleep. You don't have to stay out all night, that's for sure. Make sure you're good, rip-roaring, ready to go. So get there early. I'll be there tomorrow. That's Tuesday. Make sure you get there plenty of time, plenty early. Get your sleep, and then stay late. Stay for the breakout on Sunday. If you do those three things, boy, you'll be way ahead of the curve. And I believe that the people who miss Oklahoma will be behind about 6 months. You'll be behind about 6 months. And that's not good. That you can make the decision to go right now. I talked to someone just this week, and they said, over the weekend, and they said, I can't go Friday because of work. So I'm just not going. And I said, wait a minute, what time's your work get out? They said about 5 o'clock on Friday. So why don't you go straight to the airport Friday night? Get your plane ticket, get there Friday night. I don't care when you fly in, 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Get a good night's sleep, and then you're going to be able to have all day Saturday night session and the breakout. You're going to get 60% at least of the event by getting there Friday night. Well, I can't get there till Saturday morning. Great. What time? 11:30. Super. You're still going to get 50% of the event. You're going to catch, you know, most of Saturday and all of the breakout on Sunday. So please make sure that you don't give up on getting to Oklahoma this week. There's a business briefing Wednesday. Who do you know in Oklahoma? Who do you know in Oklahoma City? Who do you know that's willing to drive an hour, a couple hours, a few minutes to learn about how they can change their life? Darnell Self's doing the briefing on Wednesday night, and then we have a special guest speaker on Thursday night. Really excited about that. So in addition to the leadership, so we've got Jeremy and Stephanie Moore and Dave and Gene Peterson and Nick Fowler and Hannah Fowler and Kamala Williams and Les Leach and everyone who's pulling together in the leadership of Oklahoma. And I probably shouldn't have named names again, you know, Lynn Harden and everyone else is going to be plugging in to these events on Wednesday and Thursday. Thank you so much for putting that together because, you know, the home office got the room, but we still need people at the registration tables, the ushers, to get people into the room. So excited about the briefings Wednesday and Thursday night. And then, of course, you know, the events themselves. And I'll just give you a quick tip on taking notes. When you're taking notes, you're going to take pages and pages of notes. I hope you do. I hope you take pages and pages of notes. But in the back of your journal or the legal pad or whatever you have, just have one separate sheet where all you're going to do, you have two separate sheets. One sheet is people that you should call. And the second sheet It's things that you need to do. So you got a page of who you need to call, because you're going to think of people, oh, my gosh, I got to contact this person now. I just saw someone go across stage, or I just heard this ring earner story. I just saw this Millionaire Club member, and they said their background. I've got to call this person. So you got a page of people you need to contact and invite to take a look at Legal Shield. And the other page you have at the back is action points for you to do. If you write down specific things to do in the midst of pages and pages of notes, they could be lost. So what I've been training for over, 15 years now, I've been with Legal Shield going on my 18th year. I've been training to have those separate two pages in the back. So I found that they work really well for me and my team. I hope that that tip works well for you. You know, I talked about this on a couple other conference calls recently, and here's what I'm finding. Don't you wish, I don't know if you've seen, Star Trek, but, Spock. Spock is the Vulcan who can do the mind meld. He can stick his fingers in your face and read your mind. You know what I mean? See where you've been and what you've done and that kind of stuff. And I'm just saying, man, don't you wish that you could kind of make people feel your heart, feel what you feel, see what you see with Legal Shield? Don't you wish you could touch them? You don't have to put your hands in their face. But don't you wish you could touch their shoulder and they would suddenly look at you? Their eyes would get huge and they would look at you and they would say, I get it. I see it. I'm in. We're going to change lives. We're going to make generational wealth. I see the vision that Mr. Stone Cipher, the founder, had. I see the vision that the legend Ken Moore had. We see this. We're all in. Don't you wish you could just touch someone's shoulder and they can feel Legal Shield? They can see it. You have almost a mind meld with them and a heart, a transference of belief. But you can't do that, can you? So how do we do that? How do we bring in that emotional? Let me just say this. I've been listening to testimonies as I travel all over the country over the last 5 years or so. And we're getting a little rusty on these testimonies. I'm going to challenge you to tighten them up to 30 seconds, especially the ring earners and the people who've been around a while, the seasoned veterans, with success. Man, just hone in on something. Think about the guests at the event. They want to know not how you made the million. How did you break even? How did you fast start qualify? What's your story in the beginning? They want to be in profit mode, right? And I've seen people get up there and they're just too polished. You see, there's people in the briefing right now, they're white collar, blue collar. Some don't want to ever public speak. They say that's the number one fear is public speaking. Then number two is death. So think about that. They'd rather be in the casket than giving the eulogy. That's right. The people would rather die than actually give a speech. So if they don't want to get up there and give a speech, how in the world can we have these polished? Well, hello, my name's Tony Petrill. I'm working my business out of the Dallas market. My background is that of a former insurance agent and a professional public speaker. How you doing tonight, folks? It's just kind of crazy. It goes to the point where, slow down, man. These are just normal people sizing us up, taking a look. If you could tap their shoulder, just touch them and let them feel what you feel, but you can't, so you got to bring it out. We had a gentleman who gave his testimony back in Michigan years ago. He got up there and he said, hi, my name's Paul, and I work in a bookbinding plant. We make books. And I never read any of those books until I got to Legal Shield. And my support team had me read some good books, and now they're having me set some goals. And I'm making extra money, and my kids say they're proud of me now. Now, you tell me which one's better right there. You know what I'm saying? Not a dry eye in the house. And then he says, thank you, and he walks away. You know what I mean? That's a testimony. That's a testimony. He just got your heart. And give me the stutterer. Give me the simple, true testimony. Another example, a gentleman said, I worked for Ford Motor Company. I thought to myself, Carlos, I know you worked for Ford Motor Company, but when you say, I worked for Ford Motor Corporation, I was like, wait a minute, it sounds like you're Jeff Bell. Were you the chief financial officer? No, I worked in the plant. I turned a screw. I actually moved a fender over so that they could rivet it to the, car, at the Taurus, Ford Taurus. I'm like, well, that's what you need to say, man. You were working in a plant that was 120 degrees on the cool days, and you hated it. And there was a line of people around the block trying to get a job at Ford, and you were trying to kick the door down to get out. And now you have a full-time income, and you don't have to work full-time anymore with Legal Shield. That's what you need to say, man, that you worked in the plant grinding it out every day and you hated it. Don't say, I worked for Ford Motor Corporation. Where is this testimony going, ladies and gentlemen? I'm just saying, let's get real, okay? Let's get real. We're better than that. I can't wait to hear your testimony when you kind of refine it a little bit. Bring it in with that 30, 45 seconds. If you're a ring earner, you get a little longer. But, I mean, we just need to focus and let people feel our heart, right? Get that feel, that vision. See what we see. Realize that it's a real testimony. And then, sure, you know, we can talk about BMW. And if you're in the Performance Club, just tell them, I'm on track to get a BMW. If you are in the Performance Club 1 month, guess what? You are on track to get a BMW. That's a great, great line to use, a great testimony and the truth for you to say, I'm on track to get a BMW. Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn it back to you. I wanted to just kind of keep it simple tonight because I think that you need to be able to convey to people Legal Shield. If you're just talking to someone in line at the grocery store, if you're sitting next to someone on a plane on the way to Oklahoma, you know, it's one thing you could jump all over them or you could just give them just a calm testimony where they see your heart, they see your belief and your passion, you know, and you're on track for a BMW or something like that. There's 40,000 people have residual income pouring into their house, and I'm gonna retire early because of this, you know. That's a genuine statement that you believe in that's going to happen. You do the right things. So fired up, man, to see you all in Oklahoma. Can't wait to plug into every event. I'm going to get there early. I'm going to get my sleep, and I'm going to stay late. So, Mr. Moore, I will turn it back to you, sir. Thanks so much. I'll let you go ahead and open it up for questions and answers, sir.
Go ahead, Randy.
All right, let's go back to the state of Arizona and to Millionaire Club member, Mr. Alex Gardner. Are you still on, Alex? Do we have Alex still on the call?
Yes, I am.
All right. Do you have a question or comment for Mr. Petrillo?
Yeah, thank you so much, Tony. I always get a lot out of hearing you speak, even for a few minutes. You just cover so much and cover it so well. I guess, going into the conference, how important is, or do you have any tips about people coming out of a convention and getting into production in activity mode coming out of the conference?
Yeah, absolutely, Alex. Great talking to you and good to hear your voice, too. I think one of the big, big things is, again, those action points that you're going to write down on the way home and at the breakout and after the breakout. You're staying late, right? So you can take a look at the action points you have and realize which ones you can implement on Monday morning. Which ones can you implement Monday during the day and Monday night? Which ones should you actually implement Sunday night? So that's your thought process. How can I implement things Monday? And I'll tell you what, this week, you want to go ahead and have a good week? Set up some appointments for Monday. Meet with someone. Have a sit-down cup of coffee at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock on Monday night. I'm telling you what, you want to have a great convention? Have 3, 4, 5 people lined up to go to the briefing on Tuesday night, the lunch on Wednesday, the briefing on Thursday. I'm telling you, this week, you load it up for next week, you're going to have a heck of a convention knowing you're coming out on fire with some new announcements, and you've got people lined up waiting to meet with you. So I would say now is the time. This week, now set appointments for next week. We're going to be on fire. The other big thing is all roads lead to the Super Saturday on the 23rd. Whatever market you're in, I'll be speaking in New Mexico. There's leaders all over the place, flying all over the place, crisscrossing this continent to be there at the Super Saturdays on the 23rd for those that might have missed it and for everyone else that wants to bring that passion and vision and, of course, the excitement from Oklahoma. Bring that Oklahoma feel back to the Super Saturday. So to me, it gets down, Alex, to picking up the phone and making some phone calls, making some appointments, and inviting people to take a look. You got to follow up this high tech with the prospect by Legal Shield. You got to follow up the high tech with high touch. And high touch means you actually have to make a phone call. If you could just text people and they would buy, then every car dealership would just be texting us. And we'd be going to buy a car, but that's not how it works. You've got to bring in that high tech with the high touch. Sure, I'm going to go online, I'm going to look at cars, but I'm going to go into the dealership, touch it, smell it, feel it. I want to see a presentation, and that's what people want to see too. So pick up the phone, invite them to take a look, follow up, and implement it next week. Do the things next week. Think about this. The rest of your year is really hinging on what you do in August and September, okay? But what you do in August and September hinges on what you do in July. But this is the big kicker. July is Monday. your whole July is next week. Your whole year stems on what you do next week coming out of convention. It really does. It really does. I can tell you that your whole year really was what you did in January. I'm telling you, I've read studies. I've watched it for 17 years now. What you do next week is going to be huge on how you end up this year. So I hope that helps, Alex, just picking up the phone, implementing the action steps you took notes on, sir.
I love it. Great tips. Thank you, Tony.
All right. Thank you, Alex. Appreciate that. Let's stay right there in the state of Arizona and Millionaire Club member, Miss Linda Bowd. Linda, are you on?
I sure am. And, Tony, thank you so much for getting real with everybody. I just love that, for getting real. And, you know, I'll just say this. A few years ago, I was in a group school, and it was in Ada, and a lady was sitting in the audience and feeling kind of uncomfortable because she didn't really feel like she had any kind of background. And I thought, wait a minute, I don't have any background. And so part of my testimony is, you know, when I came into legal school, I had no background. And some crazy dude from Oklahoma gave me a chance and cleaned me up real good, and I'm still around. You know, I don't say it like that, but you know what I'm saying. But thank you for getting real about that, because that's what we want to hear. We want to hear the grit. We want to hear the guts. We want to hear the people that clawed their way to the top. We want to hear that, hey, I'm just a simple guy from this background, and look what I've done. You know, probably the greatest story, you know, and we all have greatest story in our team. The greatest story that ever came out of my team is recruiting a single Hispanic lady with probably a junior high education, supporting five kids and a mother, and created a team 24 years ago that still goes on and has literally done millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of business. And she had no background, but she had grit and she had guts. And I used to call her on the phone and say, what are you doing today? What are you reading today? I want to know. So I thank you, Tony, for always getting real. And maybe just one tip, one thing I've always noticed about you that I just love the pieces is that you're always up. You know, and I was talking to someone today. They said, man, it's rough sometimes. I said, yeah, it is. So what? If you had any kind of little tip to give to people when they're having a day that's one of those days, it's not, you know, nothing's gone right, maybe the group fell through or you got dark house or something happened, is there anything little thing that you might do or say to keep yourself up and keep yourself going when that happens?
Yeah, and we all have adversity. Linda, great hearing you. I'll remind people, you know, I mean, I got 9 brothers and sisters and none of them have the membership. I've got 9 brothers and sisters, and none of them are active associates. Now, some of them had the membership before, some of them were associates, but none of them are now. But that didn't stop me. Somehow 4,000 other people said yes to me. But if 4,000 said yes to me, that means 8,000 said no, because I only get about a third. So as soon as you get 8,000 people to say no to your face, you'll get 4,000 to say yes. I mean, that's just kind of how it works. So someone said to me, man, how do you handle it when you have down days? Kind of like what you just said, and I said, you know what? It's not what I did today. It's everything I poured into my brain before today. It's all the conference calls. It's all the events. It's all the weekly trainings. It's all the Super Saturdays. It's all the books and all the CDs and cassettes I ever listened to, bringing me to a positive, always up attitude, right? Half full. It's what I did before today that made me get through today. Now, I had someone on my team. Think about this, because you got to be able to have that end result in mind, too. I had someone on my team, this was a couple months ago, call me up and say, man, just terrible, this, that, the other thing. And I said, okay, hey, let me ask you a couple questions there, buddy. How long have you been with us now? And he said, 8 years. I said, you got residual income pouring into your household now? He said, yep. I said, how much? He goes, it varies every month. I said, well, come on now. How much you got going into your household every month? He goes, well, between $3,000 and $4,000. I go, okay, great. So if it's $3,500, that's going to be about $40,000 a year. Is it safe to say $40,000? I know it's be $42,000, but let's just say $40,000. He said, yeah. I said, okay, I know you're in the rise of the ring, so I know you've made between $50,000 and $100,000, but let's just say that you made you're making $40,000 residual, and let's just say that over these 8 years you made $50,000 a year, and I know it was more some years and less some years, but just for easy math, for an ADD, no math and science guy, me, can we do that? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, where are we going with this? And I said, well, stay with me. You've worked for 8 years with us, and if you made $50,000, that's $400,000 that you've made in those 8 years. He goes, yeah, give or take. And I said, yeah, okay. So you have residual income of $40,000 pouring into your household every year, as long as, you know, things stay the way they are. And he goes, yeah. Again, where are we going with this? And I said, well, here we go. you can't get 5% on your money at the bank, but let's say that you could get 5%. You had to bet your whole life, your kid's life, your mortgage on a percentage. Let's just shoot for 5% because 8 or 10, you'd probably lose your kids and your house and stuff. But if we could get 5% on your money, you'd need $800,000, earning 5% to stream off $40,000. So you need an asset of $800,000 to stream off $40,000 a year like you have with Legal Shield. And he goes, okay. And I said, here's the deal, man. Here's what you can recruit with, and you got to tell this story. I know a bunch of people that in the last 8 years made $400,000, but I don't know many who made $400,000 over 8 years and put $800,000 in the bank. But you did that, my friend. And actually, you didn't. Legal Shield did it for you. He goes, I'm having a better day.
Classic. Thank you very much.
All right, appreciate that, Linda. Now let's go out to the state of Idaho and Gold Executive Director, Mr. Damian Schieber. Damian, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Mr. Petrillo, always an honor to listen to you, sir. Thank you so much. You know, you've had a lot of success in your career, and you were always hitting, you know, new goals, whether it was executive director, or the six-figure ring, or the $250,000 ring. What I want to know, because we have people that are in the process, all, you know, trying to hit senior director, trying to hit exec, trying to hit the ring. When you hit a goal, what did you do next? What was the, you know, if someone just hit executive director, what should they be looking at?
Damian, let me first start with this, my friend. Thanks for having the guts to post your run for the ring. And congratulations on what you've achieved, my man. I can't wait to see everything just showing up from corporate on you. I can't wait to see the ring on your finger. So I want to say congratulations on what you've done, Damian, with
Thank
all
you so
sincerity.
Much.
The other thing I want to say, Damian, about you is that I've had a ton of people as I've traveled when I was VP of sales and, you know, traveling to speak at Super Saturdays and afterwards and whatnot. But I haven't had that many people say, hey, can I just have a cup of coffee with you? But Damian Schieber does that. So we've had a cup of coffee, just he and I, before, and it was Washington State. It wasn't his home state. It wasn't my home state. Came to Washington State to meet with me, have a cup of coffee before the Super Saturday. And I've had a lot of people send me, you know, cards and different stuff, especially when you have a corporate position. It's like, wow, no one sends me Christmas cards now that I don't have one except Mr. Moore. Ken Moore sends me a Christmas gift. But no one ever sent me one. You know, I think Mr. Moore sent me one before I ever had the position and continued to send them. But it's funny, when I had a corporate position, everyone sent me Christmas cards, and now that I don't, no one sends them to me. That's fine. I don't need them. I don't need them, really. But here's the deal. Not many people sent me a book or a movie. Damian Schieber has sent me multiple books and multiple movies that he thought would be great for me to look at because he knows one of my priorities is being a good dad and a husband. So, Damian, I want to say thanks because you've done little stuff for me in terms of just sending me books. Hey, man, Tony, I know that you would appreciate this one. And a couple movies and asking me to have a cup of coffee with you. And I love that. So it's things when you do stuff like that, ladies and gentlemen, that's when you really make that strong push for the ring. That's when it suddenly happens. Damian, let me go back to your question. It was when you hit a goal, when you hit ED, when you hit a level, what do? Well, usually I go get a pizza, to tell you the truth. I go eat and reward myself. But I liked what Wilburn Smith said when he said, you know, reward yourself after you hit it. You know, go buy yourself another BMW or another, you know, Rolex, were the things he always said. Well, that's kind of big for me, you know. But I remember when I had a new guy join the team and he said, man, I'm Fast Start qualified. I got a check. I said, how much did you get? He said, I got like $300 and some in my first week here with Legal Shield. And I go, great, what are you going to do with that money? And he goes, man, I'm going to pay some bills. I said, no, you're not. He said, what do you mean I'm not? I said, you're going to pay some bills. I said, but you're going to go buy yourself a watch. He goes, why? And I said, didn't you tell me you like watches? He said, yeah. Go buy yourself a nice watch and let everyone see it. I mean, it's, you know, reward yourself. Let everyone see it. They're going to say, where'd you get that watch? You say, hey, come on out Tuesday night. I'll show you how I got that watch. Don't be afraid to reward yourself when you do good. You help three people, you deserve to pay some bills. You deserve to give, you know, 10% to the ministry and the charity. You know, you need to be able to do that. But man, don't be afraid to reward yourself. So, Damien, I do that stuff all the time. I set the new goal, but I do reward myself, and it varies from event to event. I'll also say this: before I even hit the goal, I'll act as if. So I bought my platinum, silver, you know, platinum colored tie a year before I ever hit platinum, knowing that I'd wear it. I bought a new pinstripe blue suit specifically for when I got the $100,000 ring. I set these little goals and I know what I'm going to do and I act as if. But rewarding yourself is huge. So it's just little things. It could be something simple as dinner. It could be something simple as a, you know, $50 watch, $30 watch at, you know, Marshall's or something. I mean, seriously. But if I like it, I'm going to go get it. And I'm going to remember that that's what that's for and what that's from. And you can even do things like reward your kids, reward your spouse because you hit a goal. Let me tell you, they'll be on board even more when you do that for them. So great question, Damien. No matter what you do, you got to reward yourself and then move on with a loftier goal.
Thank you so much, sir.
All right, Mr. Schieber, thank you for being on. Tony, we appreciate you for being our special guest speaker tonight, and we're all looking forward to seeing you at the convention this week. Thank you for being such a great friend to the More Success team. You've always been there anytime we've asked.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Randy. It was great seeing you up in 82. It was great sitting next to Linda, you know, when they were honoring Ken Moore. So just one of my favorite teams, my good friend Jimmy Parrish and everyone else, all your new ring earners. I just want to say congratulations to everyone, Jeremy and Stephanie Moore, and just everyone. I love me some More Success team, sir. Thank you for
having me. Hey, Tony.
Yes, sir.
Ken Moore speaking. You know, I thought about that reward deal you got, and we got that head buzz, so I rewarded my wife. I bought her a lemon tree. Stuart.
Yeah.
That was kind of dumb, wasn't it? But she wanted a lemon tree all over life, so I went and bought her two of them. I thought I might as well be splurging here. Them things cost me money. So, you
yeah,
see,
you
I take care of my wife, Tony.
Well, when we were having, hey, Ken, Mr. Moore, when we were having some catfish together just last month, I thought you said you bought a windmill.
I did.
What do you need a windmill for, man? You got too much money. You're buying windmills.
No, I like windmills. And besides that, Reba McIntyre's brother had me come over, and he gave me a horse that I never rode. So I'm country, Tony, but I want to tell you something. No joking aside, we love you. We appreciate you. Thanks for all your leadership. Thank you for what you do. And thank you for helping us put God first, family second, and legal shield third, but doing the best we can for each one of them.
Well, I've learned from you, sir, and you're the best. I call you the legend, and there's a good reason for that. Thanks.
Sam Old, huh? Before Harlan passed away, he told me one day, he said, Ken, I got something to tell you. And I said, okay, Harlan. He said, now we're all getting a little older. And said, I need to let you know you're one of the last dinosaurs. I said, well, thanks a lot. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Randy?
I guess we're ready to wind it up, Mr. Moore.
Okay. Folks, thank you for being on the call with us tonight. It's always a great time to learn. But remember, come to the convention. If you don't do anything else, come to the convention. Come to the breakout. Learn more about a retreat next year. Remember, special everything for the people that come to the retreat. God first, family second, legal shield third. God bless you, and thank you for being on the call. Good night.
Good night, everyone.